You will hear an IELTS recording and will have to answer questions on what you hear. First, you will have some time to look at the questions. The recording will now begin.
Our group project focused on use of public and private transport by commuters in the city centre. I will now present the findings of that research, and I will also discuss the council's perspective and ways in which individuals are being encouraged to use their own vehicles less frequently. Of the 500 people surveyed, 72% said that they travelled to work by car. While we assumed that a high proportion of people would say that they still drive their own vehicles to work, we were concerned that the percentage remained so high, despite the council's attempt to encourage more people to leave their cars at home. When we take into account the fact that 9% of respondents said they walk to work, this means that only 19% of the people surveyed actually used public transport as a means of getting to their place of employment. These percentages for use of public transport are much lower than in many other cities in the country. In the capital city, for example, recent figures indicate that around 35% of commuters travel to work by either bus or the underground. We believe that more people in our city still choose to use their cars because, while traffic congestion is annoying, it is less of a problem than in other larger cities. People therefore have less motivation to use a means other than their car to get to work. Our city, unlike many other urban centres, also has a high availability of parking spaces, so again, people have no real reason to find an alternative mode of travel if they're able to park relatively easily and not too far from their place of work. However, whilst there may be no real social motivation to encourage people to become less reliant on their own private vehicles, as we know, the environmental implications are more compelling, as private vehicles make a significant contribution to pollution in the atmosphere. The council aims to increase use of public transport by 10% over the next 2 years and is currently considering several initiatives in order to reach this aim. A controversial move suggested by council members has been to suggest a substantial increase in parking fees within the central business district as a means of discouraging people from driving their cars into work. However, industry heads are opposed to this move, as they say it may affect their success in attracting suitable employees, and that increased costs would most likely need to be covered by the companies themselves rather than the individual employees. They are also concerned that such measures may affect the productivity of their businesses, in that it may affect their staff's punctuality if they have difficulty finding affordable places to park. A second suggestion has been to increase government subsidies of public transport so that travel costs can be minimised in order to encourage greater use. Cheaper tickets, as opposed to the increased costs of fuel for running one's own vehicle, are likely to be a successful tactic in encouraging more people to use their own vehicles less frequently. There has, however, been an element of opposition to this suggestion from the general public, who say that they believe government funding would be better spent in areas of education, fighting crime, and medical care. The council is also currently involved in conducting a market research survey in order to establish reasons why such a large proportion of people are not electing to use public transport and how they can be encouraged to do so. Early findings suggest expansion of bus routes to a wider range of locations and increasing frequency of services would encourage more people to seriously consider public transport as a convenient alternative to their own vehicles. It is clear that many people in the area are unwilling to make the transition from use of private cars to more environmentally friendly alternatives. It will be interesting to see whether the council meets its goals over the coming months.